With Oregon Representative Greg Walden leading the charge, the House passed the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, here he is.
I think we've come to a really good agreement here, and it will help stop the illegal robocalls. Hopefully all $47.8 billion. Let that number sink in. Last year in America, 47.8 billion calls were made to all of us, and they were mostly all illegal. You'll be hard-pressed to find a technology that's more personal than your phone, whether it's the phone you carry in your pocket. And how we communicate on these devices is essential in the way that we connect to one another. Yet that personal connection is being violated by bad actors that have compromised our country's communications networks and who hide their tracks with their own hardware and software. These criminal parties have done significant harm to Americans both personally and professionally. Those who engage in such illicit behavior should be treated and prosecuted for what they are. Criminals. From the outset of our legislative effort to address this problem, I stated we must make a clear distinction between parties that have ill purpose as opposed to those who do not. We don't want to shut off legitimate uses of these new technologies, such as protecting the anonymity of a women's shelter, assisting at-risk individuals, or alerting you to a fraudulent use of your credit card. Those are legitimate purposes. Our clearest and quickest path for passing legislation along with our friends in the Senate and ultimately become law is to go after those that have malicious intent.
Particularly in rural communities. David Sparks, aginfo.net.